850 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 2K6 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours, along with... They're back, Spence!
We didn't go anywhere. What are you talking about?
You went swimming.
We did.
In the
cabin.
In the cabin, yeah.
That was fun. That was
we'll
fun.
Talk about that later.
Unexpected. Extra bonus.
And Jim is here, too.
I think my mic is live, isn't it?
It's
just
live.
Talking. Just making sure. I wouldn't want you to be cutting me off or nothing.
Oh, here.
Very good. Thank you.
We'll have none of that. I'll reach over and... No, I can't reach that far. Please leave my mic on. Nice to be back, sir. Did you miss us?
No.
Didn't think so.
Of course I did.
Oh, please.
Oh.
I almost thought about calling in last week.
Did you hear it last week's show?
Actually,
you still have a chance to.
Actually, I did. I downloaded it and heard Frank a little bit.
Okay.
What the new way to download it?
Oh, the iTunes.
We'll
that's
talk
right.
about that. Yeah, talk about it. We're now on iTunes. We've arrived.
We're everywhere.
Are we tunes now?
We are everywhere.
We're tuned in.
We are tunes.
Look under your
are
bed.
Are we tunes?
Yeah, we're you look under your bed. There we are. We're everywhere.
I want, if we're tunes, I want to see, what's her name?
I don't know, what's her name?
Come on.
Yeah, it's your reference, not mine.
Oh, her.
Oh,
yeah.
Her.
Oh, yeah.
You mean who's on first?
No, what's her name? The one from the movie with the tunes and...
What's on second?
What's the name? What's that?
You mean the cartoons, Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, what was...
Now you got me thinking.
Oh.
It'll hit me.
Anyway.
Someone will call and go,
anyway.
You yahoos.
Yeah, we can't remember what it is. I can remember picture, but I can't remember the name.
She was drawn very nicely.
Our producer, screener, web weather person this morning is Pete.
Good morning, good fellas. Morning. We're off to a sunny start today, but guess what? That's going to change in the afternoon. We will have...
Thank you very much, Pete. I think that's enough.
I'm sorry it can't be all good news all the time, but we will have some cloudiness today. It'll be a slightly warmer than yesterday with highs in the mid-50s. No real chance of any rain, which is, even though we need the rain, we always need the rain. I think it's a good thing that we have a Sunday with no rain. People kind of need that. Then tonight it's going to clear up again. It'll be cold overnight. I'm getting tired of saying that it's going to be in the upper 20s, but it's going to be in the upper 20s. Doesn't seem right for this region for that to be happening this late in March. Monday, sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, so tomorrow should be an enjoyable day to be, well, stuck in the office for
and
most
it's
going to
keep on going warmer and, yes, and warmer and warmer. I saw next Sunday, 80s.
This could be the start Saturday. Of spring in earnest. We shall see. Right now we're hovering around the freezing mark. It's 31 degrees. And this forecast is brought to you by Colliers Pinkard. When you're looking for commercial real estate, choose Colliers Pinkard, the Triangle's full-service commercial real estate company. For information, go to collierspinkard.com or call 789-4255.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Talk to you next time.
You were going to say something to Pete?
No, I was going to say something about the weather.
What?
It wasn't fair. Coming back, I'm getting off the ship yesterday. It's 38 degrees in Charleston. And it was 85 degrees in Cozumel. What is going on here?
So what's going on, Pete?
What's happening?
It's global warming in reverse.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much for the explanation. And you had an explanation, too?
Cozumel. Why don't you just stay there? Just get back on the boat.
I was tempted. I found a definite need for internet cafes. There are only 8 of them on the beach.
Only.
With a ship
in a tent. In a tent.
Well, actually, one of them was in a building that looked like it had been blown out in the war because all the windows were blown in from the hurricane.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, it was really... We had been there a couple of years ago, and it was this beautiful place with lots of color and all that, and you go back there, and it looked like...
Nothing.
Beirut.
With us in the studio is... Sitting with us in the studio is Mike Rollison. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Amnon.
Mike is the, among other things, president of RTPNet, which you heard me talking about lately.
That's crowd noise.
Yeah.
Thank we have the president
much.
In the room. Where's the Secret Service?
But and we'll talk about RTPNet, but our numbers, 860-0850, star 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone. And these are free calls. Again, 860-0850, star 850 and pound 850 on your cell phone. Free quotes. Free. Zilch.
Nada?
Nada.
Bupkis?
Bupkis.
The Nelson?
See, that's what I missed.
My good looks?
That's what, no.
Mention our other free service.
I'm available, no.
If you have an iPod,
yeah,
then you have iTunes. And if you have iTunes, you can subscribe to the show.
How much?
Automatically. Free.
Free. Oh, it's free.
And I have
it's
a question. Free. I have a question.
What?
Why in the world would anyone want to subscribe to this show?
Well, think about how handy it would be to be riding in your car at midnight on the way.
It was nice having
listening.
It was
the airline.
It was nice having you here for the last few years, Jim. Thank you very much. Can I have the key?
I'm on you. Get my keys for you. Where are my keys? I got my keys for you. Right here. I'm out
of here. Carry a contract.
The one thing that's a little mystifying, though, with iTunes is that they go to a lot of trouble to categorize podcasts, but everything sits in general. So if you go to look under computers, we're not there. If you look under general, we're in general. So if you just do a search of podcasts for Computers 2K6, you will find us. And
does iTunes have anything to do with Apple?
Yeah, loosely associated with Apple.
Yeah, well.
I don't want to be under general. Lieutenant Colonel always has a ring to it.
860-0 hit 50, star at 50, and pound at 50 on your cell phone. So you're back.
I think you had fun. We had fun.
And you're all regenerated, not rejuvenated, but regenerated?
I hope so.
Batteries are recharged.
I hope so.
You didn't run your batteries down?
No.
Hey, you didn't?
No, I mean, come on. No, we had a good time. We had one minor setback Thursday night, Friday morning on the ship when we woke up in the morning and there was water all over the floor.
Well, you're on a boat.
Yeah, but we're on deck 8. That's pretty high up. We shouldn't have too much water in the room. And we were. Did you hear the story about that cruise ship that had the fire? We were both at the same port on Grand Cayman that same day and watched them leave. Actually, the tender that brought us into the beach there was, we went right by that ship.
So did you open an account?
In Cayman? I can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it, yeah.
So that 200 grand I gave you?
It's safe.
Good, just checking. Just checking.
Unnumbered. Oh, it's actually got to be a numbered account, I should say. Unnamed account.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you know
that there are only 4 actual onshore banks in Cayman? The rest of them, there's like 200-something or 400-something more offshore banks.
And none of them have names.
Because they don't pay any taxes. So that's why it's so attractive. We saw the place where they filmed The Firm.
Mm-hmm.
They took us to that beach where they filmed the scenes from The Firm with Tom Cruise. How exciting.
Did you see Tom's footsteps in the sand?
No, we didn't, unfortunately.
Oh, well. It's all right.
Wireless access on the ship? Internet access on the ship?
There was, and I wasn't going to pay for it because it was 70. If you didn't buy minutes in advance, 75 cents a minute.
On the net. At 33K.
It wasn't too bad. It's a satellite. It wasn't too bad. But I used it. I spent $15 for email just to check.
How can they do satellite on the ship when it's, you know?
They actually have satellite television, too. They have a special.
Yeah, but what happened?
Satellite dish that has servos built in to compensate for the roll of the ship.
Locks on the satellite and bang.
And it's
so until, it's not and like one, going one night in
was,
and out.
One night it was a little rough, and some of the channels would occasionally go out or get snowy. But
sometimes at the Golden Corral and Kerry, it's in the evening. It's like you're on a ship because the music comes in and out because they have satellite music.
the restaurant's moving. That's why you're in trouble. There's earthquakes in Kerry. I get in trouble all the time.
And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K6 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers again, it's 860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone.
Having a problem over there?
Yeah, a little bit. Do you?
You new at this?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
You're good. Okay, good. Anyway, so Mike.
Yes, sir.
RTP net. I mean, I know I mentioned it, and yeah, I mean, I feel kind of funny asking what it is.
Well,
you want me but, to? No, Mike, what is RTPNet?
We feel sort of funny telling you what it is.
And you know what? He looks funny accepting what it is.
Ah, go on.
Good.
Anyway, RTPNet is in the business of website hosting for nonprofits. This means we provide a place for you, your nonprofit, to put up a web page or web pages and get email and have listservs and other features that we'll go into later. And this is a great deal for the nonprofits of the world. And the nonprofits range from formal 501c3 organizations to little neighborhood organizations, may not be incorporated, just working for the homeowners or the Dick's Park or perhaps
the true nonprofit.
Yeah, they're true nonprofits.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get a lot of volunteer labor and not much money.
Right. And we just revamped it.
We revamped it, yep. Amnon's played a role in that because he looks after the big box in the corner of the barn and tries to see that it behaves properly. And we're working on a new billing system. We're working on, web pages have been revised significantly last fall, and they're going through some more revision coming up, I think. And we're working on a whole bunch of projects to get more clients because we could readily serve a lot more people, a lot more organizations than we are right now. Scaling up is no problem.
We have the capability.
Right.
Capability is built in.
We have the technology.
We have the technology.
Can you put a bionic eye in me? Wrong kind of technology.
I'm willing to experiment.
Thank you, doctor.
Steve Austin, a man barely alive.
The first one we do will be made out of clay. And then after that, we'll do it in plastic. And then maybe we'll make it out of metal after that.
Are we talking about a statue of Jim?
Well, after you get the metallic one, you don't go close to magnets anymore.
What?
I agree. never mind. We're talking about a fake eye for me.
Oh,
it's Sunday morning. Come on.
Did he have to come back?
Fake eye to go along with the rest of the fake stuff?
Oh. Are you bleeding?
Internally.
Yeah. No, we have this great. We have a great relationship here. We just trade barbs.
I think he That's nicked fun. The kidney. I really do. Yeah, I can.
Did you go for it? Hook, line, and sinker.
back to RTPNet.
Yes, sir.
I always tell people that the reason why I want people to look at RTPNet and other providers, you know, even businesses for profit, to look for businesses in the area to keep the money here in our community. Isn't that even more important for nonprofits? Because nonprofits don't come by the money that easy.
Right. I think that's true. Every time you buy something that requires you to export money from a community, you're reducing the amount of circulation, the number of times a dollar circulates within your local community. So when a nonprofit that gets most of its income from donations from within the community here then buys its services within the community, the money stays here and recirculates, and that's good for the local economy.
And you know about that stuff because you're also involved with, what was that?
American Association of Independent Investors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been a member of that. We meet second Saturdays each month in Cary. And while we're at it, we might just give the URL for RTPNet. It's www.rtpnet.org. And for the Association of Independent Investors, it's /AAIIRTP.
So there's...
And we have a web page there.
So there, no domain name. It's a by.
Yeah, we're just using the local
RTPNet.
The local RTPNet thing.
All right. Let's talk to Brian.
Good morning.
Send me an email about it, then I'll know. I can answer this. What's up?
Got an Outlook Express problem.
Okay.
That's a shame. Bye. No.
Yeah, I have XP Home 512 megs. The other night, I tried to switch identities and open up a message. It said Outlook Express cannot open this message. There is not enough memory. And then it locked up, and after trying all the normal ways to shut it down, I finally pushed the button in and held it until the computer turned off.
Right.
Turned it back on, and then when I go back in there, it slows the computer down tremendously.
Delete the message. Don't open it.
I can't get to the messages.
What slows down
When I open Outlook Express.
So just opening, just clicking on it, it takes forever to come up?
It takes forever to come up, and then when I try to go to, like, anything else in the computer, it takes several seconds to do that.
Hold it. But when it comes up, what do you see?
I'm the visually impaired guy, so my speech comes on.
What?
And it says a few things, like press, you know, to use your reading keys to move to messages and stuff like that, but it never moves.
You need to let it sit there because there is probably something wrong with that message, and it's going to never. It's taking your computer to Neverland.
Definitely doing that.
Yeah, you will need somebody to look at the screen. I mean, I don't know how it works with the reader exactly, but you need somebody to look there and don't open that message, but just delete it.
Right. Yeah, he said I did that, and he said messages came up, but you know, actually trying to open them, he couldn't even do it by clicking with the mouse.
No, you do not want to open it. That's the whole trick.
Okay.
You just want on the list of messages. You just want to go to that message, and of course it'll try and open it in the preview pane, but just let it sit there, see what happens, and then just press delete.
Okay, just try to delete a message, and it should...
delete that message.
Okay. I will give that a shot. I will give that a shot, but right now, and I checked too. Yeah, it is the Outlook Express problem, because my wife can still get messages on her computer. And actually, if I need to, I can go and get messages on her computer because I've got my identity set up there as well.
Okay.
So it's in my specific Outlook Express.
It sounds like that message, that there is a message.
Yeah. But then the other thing that I will tell you here is one of the things that my thing does say sometimes when I open the program up, it says the host popserver.nc.rr.com cannot be accessed, or it can't find it.
Right.
Basically what it's telling me.
That can happen sometimes when your connectivity is kind of, where is it? Where? And before it can find it, it already generates the error. You do it again, and everything is okay. That even happens to me on Outlook Express connecting to my own server.
Unfortunately, in the interest of making Outlook Express an easier program, they've made it so easy that it automatically does things that you don't want it to do.
and I think how easy that is.
Yeah,
that is true. is there anywhere where I can go to look for help if that doesn't work? If getting a message doesn't work?
Just look on the internet. You know, just do an OE. There's an OEHelp.com. I think there is such a. A site.
There is a site for Outlook Express help.
Yeah.
And again, we don't know the exact domain. If you do a Google search on Outlook Express help.
OEHelp.com.
OEHelp.com. Okay, we know for sure.
OEHelp.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I will have to check that out.
And the top tip, it says at the end of the page, don't open attachments.
I didn't do that.
Yeah. All right.
I do appreciate it.
Sure, Brian.
You have a good day.
You too. Take care. And thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850, and pound 850 on your cell phone. And these are free calls.
I said we go back to paper and pencil, and we don't have all these problems.
Buy stock and paper.
Yeah,
but did you ever have that
problem with the eraser when you erase something and it just smudges. Oh, you know,
I hate that.
What do you see?
My favorite is the ink pen with the eraser on the end of it.
What?
What? What's this? I get a pen with an eraser. And you try to use the eraser and it rips the paper and now you have a hole through the paper. It erased it. It's gone. So it's the paper.
It did what it was intended to do.
That's right.
They knew that it's just for a short time before computers would come out.
Uh-huh.
So they put it out on the market.
Yeah.
I can get you a good deal on a Selectric typewriter.
I actually have one of those.
With a correcting tape.
I have one of those. I'm way ahead of you.
Have you ever been to Jim's house?
No, I have not.
Look at his...
I've never been invited.
Well, he's got... It's not his computer that you have, that he's got here. But on his computer, there's a bunch of whiteout on the screen.
Yeah. I find that not funny at all. Thank you very much.
The what? That you're using it?
Yeah, well, that you told everybody.
Shall I tell them the rest of the stuff?
No.
No, you're going to tell them the rest of the stuff.
Did you know? Rest of the did story. You know? Like, this is a surprise. Somebody has to do a study on this. This will kill you. Dissatisfied employees use web to look for work while they're at work. Duh. How many people did
that? That's not ethical.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
A quarter, 25% of U.S. employees who work with a computer admit that they use it to hunt for a new job on company time. According to a survey. Who has to do a survey for this? You know that, you know, you're not happy at work. You're going to go to monster.com while you're sitting there and see what you can find. Among workers who believe their internet use is monitored by their bosses, a quarter use their work computer for job hunting anyway. Yeah, I know they're watching what I'm doing. I'll send a message. Let them know I'm looking.
What if you're self-employed and you look for a job? What does that mean?
That means that you got problems.
You're betraying yourself.
That's right. You're not being true to your own self. So...
I love that commercial says something about the cell phone, and I love sticking it to the man. And the guy says, but you are the man. I said, yeah, I know.
So all you people who are going to be searching for a job while you're at work tomorrow, I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Victor.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. I came home last night. My wife was panicking. Her laptop... It's a blue screen. When it boots up, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When it boots up, everything comes up until it tries to access the wireless router. And then it goes blue screen and reboot. But if we take the card out of the side of the machine, it'll boot up and everything goes fine. It's only when the card is in, and it seems like when it tries to access the router is when it does the blue screen and reboot.
Does this machine, do you have access to a wired connection?
I did connect it to the wire connection. Everything worked fine that way.
Try to go to the website for that wireless card and download the latest driver.
Okay.
It's got to be
for the wireless. It's got to be driver issue for that wireless card.
I would say it's got to be the card. I mean, either a driver or the card. But yeah, you've obviously.
Chances are the card isn't bad, but probably the driver's corrupt.
Okay, because it just started. It's a Netgear, so just go to Netgear.
Go to Netgear. Go to their support site. Get the driver for that particular card.
Okay.
Typically, those are installed. There is an install program, typically, with those. And go in and install the new driver and then plug the card back in and see what the results are.
Should I deinstall everything that's on it now and then start from scratch?
Yeah, it'd be a good idea to remove the driver. With the card out, remove the driver and then reinstall the driver and then put the card in there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Sure.
All right.
Take care. 860-0850, *850, and #50 on your cell phone.
Speaking of drivers, we go into a break?
No, well, a minute.
Oh, I want to talk later about the Media Center PC.
What happened?
Which is running. It's running.
I want to hear about
it. It's running. I don't have it in its permanent place yet.
TV tuner card? Oh, I want to hear about this.
But the there were some driver issues with the... With the actual install of the Media Center software.
Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amnon, my daughter has downloaded WinFixer on my computer.
Uh-oh.
And I cannot get rid of that thing to save myself.
You need to go on the net and look for WinFixer removal. And there'll be some instructions out there how to do it.
Great.
Try and use the computer unless you have to be on the net, disconnect it from the internet. Are you, okay. You are on high speed, right?
No, I'm not. I'm
oh, okay.
On dial-up.
So that's fine. And Edge, how old is she?
Who? My daughter?
Yeah.
15.
Okay, well, she's in the age where you can explain to her why she should not do stuff like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Great.
Explain to her that stuff like this is that she doesn't need to download anything to fix the computer.
I agree.
That this is how these guys get to you, by saying, you have a problem, you need to download that, and then they got you.
Well, I'll tell you, once they got you too.
Yeah,
I've had a terrible time getting that thing off.
The other thing that you can use is you can go, you can do a search for free or trial spy sweeper,
mm-hmm.
and download it and run it, and that may also help you.
Okay, now I tried, I have a utility on there for spyware, and it didn't touch the
Yeah, thing. Spy sweeper is different a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks, Amnon.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K6 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, *850, and #850 on your cell phone. And these are free calls. And Dan knows it.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm... do a lot of ham radio and
Dan, one thing before you get into it, we just wanted to add who was it called?
I don't remember his name.
I can't remember. That do not buy any removal tools for that WinFixer.
Okay.
There'll be a lot out there that says, you know, if you want to remove it, then buy our product. Do not buy anything, because there's no reason.
You shouldn't have to buy anything to get rid of one.
Correct.
I'm curious why you addressed that to me, though.
Not to you. I said, before you say anything, we have something we need to say to the last caller.
Which, I see.
We can't remember who it was.
I see.
Okay. All right. So now you go.
I heard on the ham radio of a guy that's pretty knowledgeable with Apple, sort of like your fella.
Mm-hmm.
But... He claimed, and I wondered what you all thought about this, that all this free spyware, it made sense what he said, like SpyBot and AdAware and mm-hmm. pop-up stoppers. There's no commercials on those. That's what they eliminate. Who pays for that?
They have a commercial version of each and every one of those. These are
okay.
only available, and they are free to home users.
Okay.
That's not where they're making their money.
I see. On companies that buy for, you know,
correct.
Lots of people. Yeah.
And typically,
well,
you're getting...
what he said, mate. You know, he said there's an underground hackers that count. Once you put that on your computer, it works. But also, that program can count every keystroke, and they collect that data and sell it, and you never know about it until
who. The people that put out those anti spyware.
Yeah,
that's why you need to buy a brand name that's from a reliable company. We're just mentioning those the ones that would remove spy WinFixer, and you pay. Those could be unscrupulous companies.
Yeah.
These are names you've never heard of.
Yeah,
that are trying to make a quick buck, and maybe they're installing these robot programs in the background.
There's a bunch of those anti spyware, so called, that are actually spyware. So
okay.
That's why you need to stay with the AdAware
Computer
or
Associates.
Computer Associates is fine. Yep.
Microsoft.
Yeah, it's Microsoft.
Another reason to have a firewall on your machine.
Yeah, well, he said just made sense. And I have noticed one thing that I've done. I'm doing a lot of online banking and stuff.
In the Cayman Islands?
And it's just funny. I don't care, frankly, if people learn my buying habits, what my MasterCard charges are, or what my bank account is, but you can tell, if you're suspicious, you can tell that people get that information, and you start getting stuff in all kinds of mail, not only email, but snail mail and everything. So I'm like you, Amnon. I say I just don't put anything on my computer that I really don't want anybody to know.
That's the way to do it.
And that's okay. I just wanted to make that comment and get your reaction. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye.
In the online banking side, he can feel free to transfer as much as he wants into my account. Just a test to see if it works.
Just the big bills.
Yes. Yeah. Only hundreds.
Randy, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question regarding Windows Media Center, and I just heard the comments about somebody building a system on that off of Spencer, Jim doing that. But I'm interested in having a Windows Media Center PC somewhere in the house and then using that to collect movies, DVDs, pictures, music, that sort of thing, and then being able to stream that to other computers throughout the house, one of which would be connected to a LCD television. And I wonder if it's practical to have full motion video over Ethernet in the house.
I have no earthly idea.
It absolutely is. It's in fact, that's the way the Media Center is going. It does not come with streaming software. Okay. The Media Center software does not include that, but you can get add-ons to it with, you need to buy a video capture card or a tuner card.
Right.
And you also need to probably have a high-end video card in order to have a S-video out or component out or DVI out. But there is a way, I'll do some research now, I can probably give you a couple of names, but there are some software manufacturers that do make video streaming capability. Now, you want to look for the video file type application, not just one that would do it across the Internet, because that accounts for slow speed.
Right.
You want something that's going to give you
100 megabits.
Yeah, MPEG quality, MPEG-2 quality to drive that monitor.
Yeah, it looks like most of these televisions that I'm seeing, these 32-inch, 37-inch monitors, have a VGA or a DVI input to them.
Yes.
And so you could...
And DVI is probably the way to go. There are some cards that are coming out now that have HDVI, high def.
Okay.
And but then you're also limited to what you're downloading. If you want to... You can actually download it HD, but you have to have an HD tuner, and then you've got to have a lot more disk space because it's going to take up more disk per
minute. And if you have
an
HD tuner, it'll work with everything else, right?
It's not just... Well, I don't have any experience with that, I can't say. But
not quite a fully mature technology.
No, it's coming. The convergence of all those services into a single box in the living room is coming. Media Center is actually a XP machine with another application, Media Center application, that runs on top of XP that you start separately. Once you start it, you can actually get a Microsoft-certified remote to control the screen and your, like, viewing pictures, viewing movies, recording. You can download the directory off the Internet and then record off the directory.
It's a laptop, right?
What do you mean?
The remote.
No, it's a standard remote. And then right in the middle, it's got a Windows key in the middle of the remote.
Wow, okay.
And there's one thing to consider, though, is that the noise produced by the PC that you use for your Media Center, pay attention to the noise that it makes, because if you locate it in the living room and you go into standby, the machine is still running. The fan is still running. You will hear. So you have to plan for that background noise.
Well, that's
from the
one
fan.
Reason I would like to have, like, the Media Center PC perhaps located
in another room
in
the house. Yeah, that's entirely possible to do that. Now, I don't know what technology you'll need in the TV itself in order to receive an Ethernet connection and then convert it to video. There may be a box, a standalone box that'll do that, or it may actually require something more sophisticated, PC itself.
Okay.
But there are ways to stream PC to PC, no problem.
Great.
All right.
Thanks for your help.
Sure. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. You're getting good at that.
What's that?
Media Center.
I did it to learn. I mean, I wanted to know what was happening, and I wanted to see what people were doing with it. So the only way to learn is to do it. Just reading about it.
He put it together. He was here for a week. Then he left for a week. How much time did he have to...
And you know what I've learned? Let Spence do it all, and then he'll tell me when he's done.
I had the machine up and running. We left Saturday morning.
Right.
Friday afternoon was when I tested it on the cable. And before I took it downstairs and plugged it into the big TV, I plugged it into another television just to see. I want to see how it worked. And I went through all the setup steps, discovered all the channels, downloaded the directory. And I have to say that the picture I got when I was looking at the XP screen wasn't all that great. But as soon as I switched to the TV input, it's the same card. But all of a sudden, the quality was outstanding.
On the computer screen or on the TV?
On the TV. So whatever I need to, I probably need to adjust the resolution of the XP screen.
And what
it's
TV
separate
is that?
From Media Center. It was a 20-inch LCD
yeah,
TV
LCD.
That had component input. So, and it supported 480i and 480p progressive. That means you get twice as.
Never mind.
We'll get it's another discussion.
Yeah.
It worked. Is all that matters.
It worked. And I was pleased with the quality.
Good.
You're going to say something, Mike?
I was just going to say that I think RTPNet has been a great chance for me to improve my learning because there
to play with
web pages and directories and the features that RTPNet offers, my SQL Server, SQL Server, Apache, PHP coding, all of those things. I every day that I get a chance to learn something, I count a good day.
And you do it a daily.
I do it daily, right.
Yeah.
And it makes every day a good day.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, all right. Spence, will my black and white TV with the rabbit ears, is that going to work with Media Center?
It's optimized for that.
Yeah. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K6 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 50 and pound 50 on your cell phone. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Go on. Don.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Fellas, I've got a Dell Dimension 2002 computer, and somebody who was here the other day said that I could speed it up by going to the System Configuration Utility and removing some things at startup. And I'm at that site now. My question is, how do I know what I can remove?
Then just cancel it and get out of it. You have to know what to remove.
Okay. I can't look at it and say...
Well, I mean, you sort of can. I mean, if you see a real skids, you can take that out. If you see QuickTime... You can take that out. It all depends. How many icons do you have on the bottom right?
On the bottom right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I doubt there's much that you can take off.
Okay. All right. The computer has 256.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Put your cursor down there next to the clock and tell me what do you have down there. What are these icons?
I have a speed. One says volume.
Who? Yeah.
Spy Sweeper, Adobe Photo Downloader.
You don't need that.
Okay.
So do you see it in the startup?
Adobe Reader.
Yeah, just uncheck it.
Okay.
What else?
Norton Internet Security.
Yeah, you need that.
Well,
it doesn't do you any good, but you need it.
I need that, yeah, right. And then I have one for the printer, HP 6500 printer.
I don't know why you would need that for.
Okay. And I have one for window washer.
And I'm not exactly sure how that works.
That's something that...
I know what it does, but I don't know how it works. Do you have to run it?
I set it to run after on Windows shutdown.
Yeah, you see, that's why it's down there.
Okay.
Mike, you were going to say...
Window washer is just another application that you can run on demand the way you run your word processor on demand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Pick that out too. So yeah, okay. That will it's only going to speed up the time that it takes the machine to come up now.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to speed up the machine. Some of them will if they're interactive. Okay. But now you just uncheck these.
Okay.
And then you and it'll tell you that you need to restart and see.
I'll do it.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
I'd say an investment in more memory on that machine. If it's only 256 megs of RAM.
256, yeah, with XP 512 will do nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I agree. Good point.
I try. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
My good looks? Secondary.
That's what you're here for.
My good looks? Because
yeah.
I'm on radio.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah. We're talking about RTPNet.
Yes, sir.
So, you were going to leave the URLs for RTPNet and for the independent
investors.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another organization I'm involved with called the Funeral Consumers Alliance of the Triangle. Provides information, education, and advocacy for consumers about end-of-life issues and trying to relieve stress in times of crisis. They're at www.rtpnet.org/endoflife, E-N-D-O-L-I-F-E.
What was the slash for the investor one? rtpnet.org/?
A-A-I-I-R-T-P.
A-A-R-R. Oh. I mean, I-I-R-T-P. Right. A-A-I-I. Ay-yi-yi.
And the reminder to people, if you're going, I didn't get that, download the show afterwards, re-listen to it again, and you use that.
And it'll probably be in the
autoresponder.
Autoresponder. A-A-I-I-R-T-P. So rtpnet.org/A-A-I-I-R-T-P.
And if I give you a dollar, can you make it two? That's 20 right now. Make it 40.
Oh, RTPNet accepts donations from anybody who wants to give them.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, my 20 just went, absolutely. Oh, that's what RTP does.
We even can take it through online credit PayPal. Card use, PayPal,
hey, this
so
is a
forth.
Good
absolutely.
Thing. I think that's all.
But and there's a lot of people that are donating.
Come up with, yeah.
It is. You can write it off because it is a
503C. Yes. But the other thing is, RTPNet is trying to move ahead, keep up with technology, and this morning I had an idea. That's an idea with a capital I. I don't get those every day.
It's an idea.
Well,
y'all talk that.
Sorry, I come from up north where they talk funny. Yes. But the idea is that RTPNet could do for itself some podcasting.
Uh-huh.
About RTPNet or about internet technology or about using your home or office computer setup more effectively.
Uh-huh.
A little podcast, maybe 5 minutes on using Windows Explorer properly.
Absolutely.
Or about the Windows key, which most people
talk
think
about
just
little things like that. Yeah,
they think it leads to the start menu, but mm-hmm. the Windows key actually can lead you to a lot of other places, and you mm-hmm. can even program it.
Yeah.
I've programmed it to open my Open Office open source software office suite.
Yeah, but we can definitely do something like that.
And
absolutely,
we got good at podcasting. We might move on to video.
Ooh.
Actually, there's a program called Camtasia.
Camtasia.
And what Camtasia does is it allows you to capture your video on the screen as well as document what you're doing. Say you turn on Camtasia, go, and you go, thanks for watching this video. Here you'll see I'm launching Windows, and now I'm going to go into Explorer. And everything that's happening on your screen and all the audio that you're putting is being saved into a single file that someone can download and watch.
Even without a microphone. It's
neat. Actually, if you've got a microphone built into the laptop, you can.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can actually build those type of videos, those training type videos, and have it so they can see and listen at the same time.
Camtasia.
C-A-M-T-A-S-I-A.
All
Camtasia.
Right. Well, that.
And I was going to say, the caller who asked about the Windows Media Center extension across, there is a website or a document you can download from Microsoft called Guidelines for Home Networking Components to Support Audio and Video. Just do a search.
That's the title of that.
That's the title. Okay. It's a Word document. Actually, actually a Media Center extender.
All right. And we'll be back with Mark in a minute. Stay tuned. Hey, 50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 2K6 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours. Next hour. Along with Spence and Jim and Mike are here. And Pete, our producer screener's got the...
And good morning.
Weather report.
Enjoy the sunshine while it lasts, because this afternoon we will have considerable cloudiness.
He doesn't learn, does he?
I did my best to try to reboot the forecast, but you know,
all right.
Slightly warmer today, highs in the mid 50s, clear and cold tonight, lows upper 20s, and Monday, sunny, warmer, highs upper 50s to lower 60s. And this forecast is brought to you by Colliers Pinkard, When you're looking for commercial real estate, choose Colliers Pinker, the Triangle's full-service commercial real estate company. For information, go to collierspinker.com or call 789-4255. Right now, we've got sunshine and 33 degrees at Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.
Thanks, Pete.
All right.
And let's turn over control right now to Mark Ishman.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Mike.
Morning.
How are you guys doing?
Fine. Great. How are you? He was yelling at the mic. He didn't know it didn't want to work like that.
Hey, very interesting lawsuit was filed recently. It alleges that Google improperly banishes websites. Now, today's world has more or less been Googleized, many can claim. So Google has been, and if you're not appearing on Google, then you're more or less, your business is not doing well.
Right.
Who relies on internet marketing. Well, anyway, Google was sued for downgrading the page rank of websites in contravention of its stated objective policies. In this case, the plaintiff, Kinderstarts, they're a children's store online. They got kicked out of Google in March 2005 and immediately lost 70% of their traffic. Google is now less than 1% of their real referral traffic. So in the complaint, Kinderstart and similarly situated plaintiffs are trying to form a class action lawsuit to get money from Google for their page rank downgrades. The complaint alleges 7 causes of action, with the state claim of misleading advertising probably as the strongest cause of action. So in particular, under the misleading advertising, the complaint describes some disclosures in Google's frequently asked questions that says that Google doesn't censor or manipulate search results. But facts suggest that Google clearly does this. So this will be very, very interesting.
Why were they kicked out? Do we know?
Well, they say that they were not giving any reason. They were just kicked out.
Interesting.
So, you know, so they it just banishes sites that, you know, they have they're policing their rankings, and if they determine that you violated under some situations, they allegedly just ban you outright, and they don't tell you the reason.
I can't wait until Microsoft has theirs. I mean, it's definitely clearly time for a new good search engine.
And Microsoft,
because
Microsoft.
Google is obviously now into making big money, and it's search engines never had a problem of leaving this or that site listed or changing the ranking and things like that. So maybe it is time for another.
What do you think of this approach? Now, there's been a law that was introduced that basically says for all search engines, here's going to be the algorithm that determines top search results. That takes into factor your content, tags, links to and from, and everything else. And based on the relevancy to the search term, this is how all web search engines must present their final outcome.
Well, how can there be a law? I mean, if you are a search engine,
you should be able to.
You do whatever you want.
Exactly.
There cannot be a law.
There's one out there right now in Congress being talked about. It's because rankings and SEO are such an important aspect of so many businesses.
Yeah,
no,
I understand.
Fair that accurately reflects the algorithm. And again, in this suit, like many others, they're trying to make Google reveal its proprietary algorithm, which they always maintain is confidential and proprietary.
Which it is.
Yes.
I mean, it just is. How they determine search results, if you don't want to work with Google, don't work with Google.
Right.
But you got no choice. Then
you have no traffic.
Right. Well, and that's the problem.
Yeah, but it's just as though you were to make a law that says ketchup's got to be made such and such a way. Each ketchup manufacturer has a proprietary recipe.
Right. Yeah.
So this was just filed, so I'll keep everyone updated to
That's
see
interesting.
How this progresses. So it is for a proposed class action, and we'll just see. The next step is for Google to respond, and of course they're going to try to dismiss everything. And that's why I kind of raised the one count that has the biggest bite is their misleading advertising, because they in fact have gone in and changed things contrary to what they stated.
Unfortunately, also, I think that they may be doing all these things. I mean, all that stuff, all it does is it gives Google more exposure.
Yes, negative exposure.
Negative exposure is exposure.
Yeah, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Yeah. Right.
That is a very, very interesting hot topic. I have another hot topic that we talked about on here before. An Illinois man has pleaded guilty to unauthorized Wi-Fi use. He pleaded this week guilty to remotely accessing another computer system without the owner's approval and was handed a 1 year of court supervision with a $250 fine. He was spotted using his laptop inside his parked car in the middle of the night by a police officer this past January. And he was found using an unprotected wireless access point belonging to a not-for-profit agency.
Man, that cop was up on his internet education.
What do you got on that laptop there, buddy? What are you doing over there?
Well, apparently Illinois has a specific enacted statute. And looking here in North Carolina, we do have a statute. In addition to just civil trespass, or criminal trespass, which was what you'd be doing if you did that. We also have accessing computers. So, you know, verbatim, it's unlawful to willfully, directly, or indirectly access or cause to be accessed any computer, computer program, computer system, computer network, or any part thereof for the purposes of obtaining services.
So in English, jumping on an open wireless router is illegal.
It's illegal, and you'll probably, your first violation will have supervision and probably a small fine.
Interesting.
Mike, you're going to say something?
If I have an unprotected wireless router, can I tell that somebody's out on the street with their laptop accessing it?
That's going to be a tech question. I'm going to push it over to these guys.
If you go in and look at the attached devices log, it'll show you the MAC address and the IP address that they were given.
You can. Go on.
All right. Next, a judge has issued a temporary restraining order over copyright issues. A website has filed a lawsuit against its competitor.
Just a second, Mark. Would you put that beer away?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
For stealing content. And here, just a FYI, when you currently have a violation, you can move for a TRO as part of your alleged in your complaint and seek that as a remedy. And if you're granted a TRO, it's high probability you're going to win the case, and the case will be settled shortly, most of the time.
TRO?
Temporary restraining order.
Okay. Jim knows all about those.
It's only about 100 feet, can't come in. I don't know.
All right.
another class action lawsuit has been filed in California against major record labels alleging federal and state antitrust violations by the online music services. The suit claims that there's a conspiracy to fix inflated prices for music and has restrained the availability of online music. So I don't know if this has much bite, but it seemed pretty interesting and thought it was a hot topic, given all the downloads and music that's out there. Now who says playing computer games don't get you anywhere? Well, a Florida man became very good at the popular World of Warcraft online game. And over the years, he decided to make a guide. And after mastering and putting the final stamp on it, he decided to sell his unofficial guide on this popular World of Warcraft online game on eBay for roughly $15 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the manufacturer of this game, ESA, began sending repeated takedown notices under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act and asking EPA to yank the auctions for copyright and trademark infringement matters, which eBay eventually did shut down this auction. So now this man is actually suing the video game maker to say, hey, my unofficial guide doesn't violate your copyright or trademark laws. So I thought that was pretty
interesting. That's interesting. All right.
Because how much time do I have left?
About 30 seconds.
30 seconds. All right. There's been an email broker scheme trying to broker a bunch of email addresses by offering free iPods. The New York Attorney General now is accusing this website of violating its own privacy policies by collecting and selling personal information on more than 7 million users over a period of 3.5 years. And the reason they got all these users was advertising free iPods.
Interesting.
I'm not going to get that free iPod?
No.
Oh, I gave them 100 different fake addresses, too.
All right, Mark.
All right. For more information or if you had a follow-up question, by all means, come over to IshmanLaw.com. All my info is there. And many thanks.
And if nobody said welcome and congratulations yet about RTPNet, allow Mike to be the first one.
Mark, thank you very much for signing on to be a member of our board of directors, along with Amnon here.
Thank you. I'm very excited and honored.
Thank you. All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K6 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers 860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone. And these are free calls. I think Jim is kind of itchy to tell us something.
I've got two hardware stories.
Yeah?
One, Belkin has come out with a battery for your iPod.
Uh-huh.
Belkin to boost 5G iPod battery life. Wants your fifth generation iPod to run longer than 2 hours while you're playing video. Belkin reckons it has the answer. With a bolt-on rechargeable battery pack, it can extend battery life by about 300%.
And it makes it about three times as heavy.
I don't know. It says it adds about 6 hours of extra playback time to the two built-in iPod batteries. The unit comes with a pair of clips, one for the 30 gig, one for the 60 gig, so you have different types.
So like alligator clips that you have on the battery charger?
Yeah, I got your alligator clips
right here. No, it's more like jumper cables.
I got your alligator clips right here, Jim. Price looks to be about $80 retail.
For the battery.
So you can increase to get about 6 hours worth of video playtime instead of just two. Another hardware story. Kingston has come out with a super secure USB drive.
Wait. Is this for the Nano?
No, that's for the iPod.
The regular iPod.
Right, the video iPod.
Okay.
Kingston super secure USB drive. They have introduced the industry's fully secure USB drive meant for the enterprise. Introduces what's called the first ever secure Data Traveler Elite Privacy Edition. It features 128-bit AES encryption. Pretty cool. One of the most significant features aside from the hardware encryption, obviously, is the lockout feature, which shuts down any access to the drive's contents if the password is incorrectly entered 25 times. Try to brute force 25 times. Yeah, I guess you have to reset it or something like that. I don't know if you forget your password.
What?
And you try 25 times, it says, dude, you are done. If there's no way to get around that, I don't know.
All you can do is format it. Possibly. Hopefully they won't even let you format it unless you call them.
Exactly. It's got five flavors between two. I like that five flavors the story has. 256 megs up to 4 gigs. So these are fully secure. And
very nice.
With password protection on the USB thumb drive.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Those are my two hardware stories.
I'll go get mine.
Mm-hmm.
Don.
Good morning.
You heard something about XP?
I do. I've noticed that after a while, XP will drop programs from the start menu. Is there any way that you can avoid having to do that?
What do you mean?
Usually it adds more and more.
Yeah, it adds. I've never heard about it drops.
I'm talking about if you got a program you've loaded in your computer, and it sits there and you don't use it for a couple of months.
When you say start, are you talking about automatically or when you click the start?
I'm talking about when you get down there to your start button and then you go to all programs.
It doesn't. No, wait. If you're talking about the list when you click start and you see all the programs above it.
I'm not talking about the start.
No, he said all programs.
No, I'm talking about the main list of programs.
All programs. If
it's infrequently used, it will hide them. They're not gone.
No, they're still in the program file menu, and I can go back in there and drag it off there and put it back on the desktop or put it in the start menu.
But even if you hit that little down arrow at the bottom, they're gone. They're not there.
Right.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a problem.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's usually like you're removing.
Usually I have too much.
Yeah. No, that's not good, Don.
Format no. C-Col. No, just kidding.
Yeah, please.
I have no idea. No, we're stumped.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sounds like a Google search to me.
Can I make a comment on the podcast?
Yeah.
You can get them on your regular computer. You don't need an iPod to listen to things.
That's right.
And they've got quite a variety of programs, and there's one really worth looking at. The French maids teach CPR. I mean, every red, white, and blue-blooded American needs to see that one.
It's made by the French?
It's by the French maids.
The French maid
teach CPR.
Teaches CPR. I'm not going to go there. But, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, the point about podcasts, so up until we got on iTunes, the only place you could download it was from...
There was an RSS feed.
There's an RSS. Yes, you could subscribe to it. Yes, you could. But this was just by far the most popular way to access it was, or access any kind of podcast is through iTunes. So that's why we got listed. It's not the only way.
If you've downloaded QuickTime, you get that iTunes thing along with it nowadays, unless you specifically say don't. And then it gives you access to all of those iPods. There are quite a few of them. Very good. Well done.
Yeah. All right, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right. Great. How are you?
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I got a bandwidth question. I got Time Warner Cable as my internet, service provider.
Right.
And, the advertised speed is, 5 megabits.
That's correct. Well, it's a little bit less than that, though.
And, I use their little, they got a little speed test tool on their website I use. Mm-hmm. And, I get close to it and stuff like that.
You get what?
I get close to it, like 4.0.
And it jumps all over the place.
It jumps all over the place.
Yeah.
My question is, in general bandwidth, because
what's the question?
How do I improve my bandwidth?
Move to a community where you're the only one that's on the cable.
No, you cannot get any. You can't really get 5. Nobody gets 5.
What about over, my local network? If I'm just moving a file between PCs,
that's got nothing to do with that. Bandwidth. That's not that. If it all depends on your Ethernet, and you talking in today's standards, gigahertz. Gigabyte.
How are your PCs connected now? Wireless or with wired connections?
Wired connection. 10-100 network cards.
Okay.
And the most I ever see is maybe 4 megabit data transfer rate.
No. You don't understand something. When you are going to the internet, it doesn't matter from what machine, you are limited by the speed of the bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Moving files between two computers have nothing to do with the internet. That speed has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
It's two different things. You can disconnect from the internet. You can disconnect the router, not the router, but the modem.
Right.
You can still move files between two machines, and it will move at 100 megabytes.
Okay.
Think of it this way. Your network at home is only limited by the cards that are in your network. If you have a 100 meg card, then you can get up to 100 meg throughput. The connection that goes to the outside world is the weakest link or the small pipe. Anything that comes from outside is limited to the speed of the modem. Anything that's inside your home network is only limited by the hardware you have in your machines, and that should be 100 meg.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Dan?
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, I wondered how you spell maid, M-A-I-D or M-A-D-E.
I love how that call started, Dan. Uh-oh.
That's a good question, and I have no idea. Try them both.
Neither of them work.
Shoot. I would say that it's M-A-I-D, French maid.
I just love the way that call opened up, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
That's never a good sound.
Mike, you're sitting there so patient and everything, you know, and we're, so what else do you have to add?
Well, thinking about RTPNet again, I'd like to name the sorts of organizations we have. We have perhaps half a dozen churches that operate websites at RTPNet. We have probably a couple of dozen neighborhood or community action groups that are advocating or trying to get people together for one thing or another. And we're working on serving, we'd like to serve more nonprofits that are, you know, xxx.org. They right. are community, they're based in the community, but they could be based anywhere in North Carolina or even
anywhere
yeah. across the country or around the world. Because the internet, as you know, serves everybody.
And the price is right.
And the price is right. We have prices on rtpnet.org. You can go find them. About RTPNet is the heading in the May first page. We have different levels of service from starter to mid to the works, which come with various assortments of additional services like listservs or email addresses or MySQL databases and so forth. I guess I should be saying MySQL database.
Well, no, yeah,
they're fussy about it sometimes.
Yeah, MySQL.
The other thing I wanted to say is about nonprofit organizations, like many computer users, us at home and even in the workplace, users, I think, are typically undertrained. They don't invest enough of their time in education to, and well, as I say it to some people, you can pay now or you can pay every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A nickel a day is what you spend in coping with some grievance or other. And if you'll put in 20 minutes on one day, you ride free for the rest of your life. In that respect, and going back to learning, I'd like to mention a book that I got for Christmas, PC Annoyances, How to Fix the Most Annoying Things About Your Computer. Great book, very mm-hmm. interesting, and includes stuff about hyperlinks from hell and killing viruses and petulant pop-ups and printers that won't print, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that's just one of the books. There are many books, Google for Dummies, Google Hacks, on and on. This is part of what I think I need to do to stay up to speed and to get rid of some of the grief and simplify things.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's anything that you can further your education is a positive thing.
Right, right. And I just love learning these things.
Unfortunately, a lot of people do have computers at home, and they really, they use it for one specific thing, and they don't know how to do something else with it, and it's a shame, yeah.
Right. And in the workplace, and people know a few things, but they don't know the little handy tips like using Control C to copy mm-hmm. something and Control V to paste it.
We are planning on doing some of these teachings in the community, right?
Right.
We're talking about
we'd love to do it. We just haven't figured out a way to get a group of people together in
right.
one place.
Yes.
That's why I brought up the podcasting as a way to let them take it on demand when they want it.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it both ways.
Sure.
Mark had an idea to go into the schools, and I'm sure he'll talk about it in the next meeting.
Okay.
Which you have
yeah,
people in one place.
One thing else I might mention is that Amnon has just set up forums for our board of directors. They're restricted to the board at the moment, but we're hoping that this will become a good tool for developing communication mm-hmm. within our own board, and perhaps we can...
There's actually one out there for the users.
Well, and we could perhaps propagate that to other organizations that
Absolutely.
Want to just have something exclusively for their board.
Mm-hmm. We can, and it works great. It works much better than mailing lists, in my opinion. I mean, you don't get all that stuff coming
And you generate a lot less traffic on the internet, too.
Yeah, because you don't have to copy the other guy's message. Mm-hmm. You can just start in replying to the other guy's message, which is right and above what you're responding to.
And it stays there. So when you join, like if Mark joins now, he can go back and see what transpired.
Yeah, and in case he's listening right now, I hope he goes on and looks at all the things that are already there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he did. He probably already did.
Now, if we can get Jerry to do that, we'll cover the bases.
Oh, that Jerry. I don't even know who he is, but oh, that Jerry. No trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll be back with the specials. Looks like Spence is getting ready there.
I got to buy something, man.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
So stay tuned right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K6 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. And I think Spence got something for us.
Spence?
Did you miss my specials from last week? I had the sales from Cozumel.
Yeah.
I was ready with it.
They're like on the beach?
Pesos.
Beach
pesos. Actually, yes. Beach.
Margarita
I have
specials.
To say that they got hit pretty hard. Yeah. With Hurricane Wilma last year. It just was amazing.
So you did your part to...
We spread some dineros around.
Yeah.
Got a nice bar bill? Yeah. Keep the bar.
No, that's on the ship. That didn't help the town any.
Any.
There were plenty of spring breakers there, though, helping them in the town, tell you.
So what we got today?
Okay. So starting at Best Buy, Sony 50-pack of DVD plus or minus R 16X discs, $14.99, regularly $39.99. That's a sale. All these at Best Buy are sales, not rebates. 17-inch MAG LCD, $199, regularly $249. 19-inch MAG LCD, $249, regularly $299. Netgear G router, $39, on sale, regularly $59. USB adapter, $39, regularly $59. And a Lacy 250-gig USB 2.0 external hard drive, $129. Regular $159, and that's the network version.
Cool.
Network attached. That's at Best Buy. At Office Depot, 17-inch ViewSonic LCD for $179, regular $279. A 19-inch Hyundai LCD monitor, $229, regular $329, $100 off. 60-gig portable USB 2.0 drive, $99 for your laptop. Take it with you. Regularly $129. 100-gig external USB 2.0 for $79, regularly $109. Microsoft optical mouse and wireless keyboard combination with fingerprint scanner. So, Jim, there you go. You can add that security you need. $49, regularly $79. And their Microsoft optical mouse for $29, regularly $39. And a D-Link G router for $29, regularly $59. And a PCI, USB, or PC card adapters for $29, regularly $49. That's at Office Depot. At Circuit City, 160-gig hard drive. $49, regularly $119. External 250-gig USB 2.0, $119, regularly $199. An internal 16X DVD dual-layer, dual-format burner, $39, regularly $69. A D-Link G router for $29, USB and USB, PCI and USB adapters for $29. The D-Link G Wireless Storage Enclosure Router, or I'm not sure if it's a router or just wireless attachment to the network, $119, regularly $149. So this is a way to create network storage.
Okay.
And it attaches wirelessly to the network. So
I know how to do that. You build a machine with a 64-bit processor. Mm.
he started doing something for $119. Up $1,000.
Yeah, now. But he's got a terabyte of storage, right?
Yeah, baby screams.
Water-cooled. 2.4-gig omnidirectional antenna to work with that G-Link routers. G-Link routers.
G-Link.
7 dB gain. $24.99, regularly $39. It only requires 240 volts.
Like a roof and TV
antenna. Well, it's an omni. It's a whip. It's an omnidirectional antenna. It sits on the table. It gives you a booster range. And then G-Belkin router, $29. That's at Circuit City. At Office Max... 1-gig USB flash drive, $39, regular $89. Now that we're seeing the 2 and the 4-gig Flash come out, one is dropping in price. D-Link G router, $29. USB, PCI, and PC adapter, PC card adapters, $29. 160 gig internal drive, $79, regular $119. That's not the best price of the day, but 200 gig for $89 and a 250 gig for $99. Sony external DVD 16X dual format USB 2.0, $119, regularly $159. So it's a portable drive, move it from machine to machine. That's at Office Max. And finally, at CompUSA, all of their D-Link wired and wireless networking products are on sale. Print servers, routers, switches, and so on. Very good prices. But it's worth mentioning that their MIMO router and
D-Links.
D-Link, MIMO, $49.
Wow. Regularly
$99. And their PC card, $49. And their PC MCI card for $59. So if you have a distance issue in your home, interference issue, and you want to go with add a couple PCs and a router, this is an economical way to get much improved performance.
Not only that,
it's secure.
Very secure. Because nobody else using, has it. Yeah.
60 gig, 2.5 notebook drive.
Oh, man.
$89. What did you pay?
$99.
I got an 80 gig for $115. Something.
No, it's not too bad. Yeah. I mean, it's in line. Regularly $129.
Broke even with Black Friday now.
Yeah.
That's a 500 gig drive.
Ah, now we're talking.
$249.
Ooh, I need two of them.
Regularly $349. A 300 gig for $99.
300 gig drive?
Regularly $189. A 200 gig external USB or FireWire drive, external drive, $99. USB, external USB or FireWire DVD burner for $99, regularly $169. And they have an internal DVD for $49, regularly $79. And that's at CompUSA.
All right. And is that normal, Jim, or are you salivating and because of that?
That's just
Wipe it.
Someone rang a bell. I love in response.
All right. Bunch of specials, huh?
Specials.
Speciales.
Go out and spend some money.
Anyway. Back to Mike. Grab the mic, Mike.
Okay, grabbing the mic.
Grab the mic, Mike. You're involved with another club.
Well, I
guess it's
involved.
A long URL, but you can just tell us what the club is doing.
A few years ago, I got involved with some people who were trying to help folks who were low income, homeless, or trying to move into a new facility, new housing of some sort. And they were doing financial counseling for these people, trying to help them get a stake to be able to put a down payment on an apartment first and eventually a home. But in the course of this, I realized that a lot of these people had very little of the sort of financial knowledge that most people in the middle class have absorbed bit by bit one way or another. So I put up a consumer financial literacy website, and we'll put it on the auto responder. It's at rtpnet.org, but getting to it involves another 30 characters that I won't give over the air.
No, never mind.
But it covers things. We talk about taxes. We talk about who do you pay first. We talk about, there's a form up there that you can get that shows you how to make a calendar for the month so you can see where your cash is going to come in and where it's going to have to go out for rent or for whatever bills that you're expecting. And we talk about the absolute need to pay bills on time rather than pay a late charge or an overdraft charge. You've got to work ways to get away from those $29 and $39 charges because they'll break your budget every time.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one client who I counseled on this, and, you know, next month the same thing happened. The check wasn't mailed in time, and the credit card company just plans to make its money that way.
Sure.
With those late charges.
Sure, they hope that you're late.
You know, some people say, well, you know, that's all nice and great, but how does the homeless get on the internet in order to get that information? And, you know, the homeless can go to the library and get information.
In the Wake County Library, they have lots and lots of terminals, and those terminals are busy. The keyboard stays hot all day long, all the service hours, and people have to sign up for 20-minute or one-hour slots.
Yeah.
And those machines are regularly used.
Very good. No, that's if you're using them, that's tax money being used properly.
Right.
Not just sitting there.
But the internet's a fad. Another 2 or 3 weeks, I think the internet's over. Okay,
no, it's not.
A month. Maybe a month.
No. What are you going to offer as a substitute?
Either paper and pencil. Mail. Stamps.
I heard that orbiting space satellites with big screens is the next thing.
So you just look up and watch
it. Just look up.
That works for me.
And we'll be back in about 3 minutes right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K6 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.
By the way, if anybody would like information on how to take their Mac and turn it into a media center, check out the Computers 2K6 forums. Go to www.850thebuzz.com and click on Compute.
I was talking with Maurer this week, and he was saying that somebody broke the code and you can run... Can't remember if he said XP on an Apple or OS X on...
Probably running Windows on an Apple.
I can't remember.
I think it was the other way. I thought it was something. Running XP. Yeah, running XP on the new Intel platform.
Yeah, something like
that. That'd be a guess. I don't know, but it'd be a guess.
That somebody broke.
But why would you want to do that? You're paying. You could build this equivalent machine.
People are doing this just for fun. Remember? Just like writing viruses, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think that's what he said.
Well, yeah, check it out. Perrin put some good information up there about how to basically pimp that Mac Mini out.
It's like the car behind you.
Anyway, do you have any other pressing matter?
Firefox 2.0.
Oh, really?
Has been released.
You see, that's the one thing about running Firefox. They don't tell you that there's something new.
Well, that's 2.0. That's like way alpha for 2.0. I mean, it's not like it's ready for prime time yet, but if you're one of those early adopters, only the latest Firefox that's out there. Have a nice day. It has nothing to do with computers, but I thought this was an interesting story. The have a nice day culture. No, have a nice day. Have a nice day. Causes depression.
Because you don't.
People who are forced to act happy and friendly as part of their jobs are more likely to be depressed. This professor... whenever people are forced to suppress their true feelings, it has negative consequences on their health. So if you're like one of the groups they're talking about were like flight attendants who always have to be in a good mood, smiling, and unless they're in a lousy mood, well, it actually affects their health. So when people say, have a good day, turn around and say, no, I don't want it. I'll have whatever I want.
Somebody told me last night.
Have a nice day.
Joe was saying, you know, what happened in this country is there's a bunch of professors out there who have nothing to do, so they sit and they do all these research and they come up with things that are really messing up people.
It's all about grants. It's all about getting grant money. Applying for, there are people that all they do is just apply for and write grant requests. And that's how they fund their research.
Well, I mean,
it's just
grants and all that, it's fine. But, I mean, you know, like something that really messes people up. No, you got to be happy. You know, if you're not happy...
Well, I'm unhappy, so everybody else should be too, right?
You know, leave it alone. For years and years and years, everything was fine. Some people were happy, some were not, and it was okay. Now, don't bring up any rules and say, you know... You know
if I look like Spence, I'd be unhappy too. I couldn't resist that one.
Okay, never mind.
Hey, the door opened up, I walked through it. Like, he never takes his shots at me, because I'm very sensitive.
That's why I know, because Jim is so sensitive, that's why.
They hurt me. They hurt me.
Deeply.
Anyway, we're coming toward the end of the show. We have about 4 minutes left.
I have to say good morning to some special folks. My sister Suzanne is in town, my brother-in-law Bruce, and my niece.
And you think they're
Elizabeth.
Listening?
I hope they're listening.
They're iPodding.
Oh, yeah, yes. Could be. They're listening to it.
They're listening.
For later. I hope so.
I'm all blown away. Adam, what are you doing here this morning?
Don't you guys make coffee here?
I thought that pain shooting through my chest was like a heart attack.
It's 10 o'clock and there's no coffee.
Oh.
You know, these people who are used to working 3 to 6 in the middle of the week.
And, yeah.
You know, it's just rough for them to have to be up on a Sunday morning.
Anyway, Mike. It was great having you here today. You know, I was kind of hoping that we're going to be able to talk a little bit more, but I think we covered enough.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.
And I think we'll do it again when, as things progress with RTPNet.
Yes, sir. Come up here and, certainly and, do want to do that because there are great opportunities there for nonprofits to find websites and set up listservs and forums and get help. We have a listserv that is specifically for asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
So people should go and use the menu and find it.
And that's www.rtpnet.org. You want to say good morning to anybody?
Yeah, I guess I'll say good morning to Christine and to Gretel. Gretel had acupuncture this week for her. She has arthritic hips. So she had acupuncture.
Ouch.
She's all over that Eastern Chinese medicine stuff. She's all over it.
Mm.
All over it.
Mike, you have anybody you want to say good morning to?
Well, not much point in that in my household. they're asleep.
Okay.
Good morning, Pam.
And who else?
And, Sue and Bruce and Elizabeth.
And good morning. By the way, I'm going to be at the flea market again today at the fairgrounds, refilling cartridges.
Pushing ink.
But good morning, Kathy.
What caliber cartridges are you refilling?
50 caliber.
Kathy, Hannah, Cindy, Nabil, Zakaria, Mac, Norm. We miss you, Norm. And Ken, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Radio 850 The Buzz and to Computers 2K6. And thank you, Pete, for producing and screening.